Parshas Behar Tov Shinayin Vav. Today being the day of Lag BaOmer, which gives us just about another 2 weeks to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we're sure that everybody is preparing themselves, and each and every day we're taking another step. We're improving another one of our midos. We're learning just a little more. And we want to make sure that when we come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that we're actually 49 steps closer, or 50 steps closer, than we were at the Yom Tov of Pesach. However, tonight we're going to speak about, as has been our custom over now, the last 7 shiur seasons, that when we get to Parshas Behar, we try to mention something about the subject that is spoken of at the beginning of Parshas Behar, and that is the inyan of Shemitah. And each year we try to bring out a different point, a different chizuk, a different halacha, a different bracha of Shemitah. And every year we've been zeicha baruch Hashem to grow with this idea and talk many, many different aspects of Shemitah. And this year, as we know, Parshas Behar stands alone. Most years Parshas Behar and Brachos Kosev are together. And this year we know, being that it is a leap year, Parshas Behar is alone. And the Nesiv HaSholem says something that we've spoken about also over the years. When it comes to Shabbos, the Nesiv HaSholem says, when we speak about the 7 days of the week, you know what's interesting? It says that Hashem actually created the world to last for 6 days. That's it. The world was created from day 1 through 6, and it was meant to last only 6 days. And it's the Shabbos, the 7th day, Shabbos, the day that comes after these 6 days of the week. Shabbos gives the world the renewal and the continuation for another week. So really, Hashem created the world that the world would run out of steam after 6 days. So it says in Nesiv HaSholem. Comes Shabbos, and Shabbos gives us a boost. Shabbos gives us a renewal that now we have another lease that we are able, we have the strength once again. Shabbos recharges the battery, so to speak, that we can go through another week. And it's that way each and every week, 6 days, and it comes Shabbos, and Shabbos keeps the world going. And the world can only keep going, says the Nesiv HaSholem, if there is Shmiras Shabbos in the world. And if Chas V'Shalom there was nobody keeping Shabbos, if Chas V'Shalom there was no Shmiras Shabbos in the world, as we know it, would cease to exist. Because this, after 6 days, there would be nothing left to keep the world going. And if nobody kept Shabbos, it just wouldn't be. The world would cease to exist. It would run out of power. Says the Nesiv HaSholem, Shemitah is the same exact idea. Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael for 6 years. And when Hashem gave us this gift, this matana of having Eretz Yisrael, it was really only, it would run out after 6 years. On the 7th year, Eretz Yisrael goes back to Hashem. And we stop working the land. We don't do anything with the land. And only after we stop working the land and we dedicate and we give the land back to Hashem, are we zeicha to have Eretz Yisrael for another 6 years. And it's for that reason that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Golus Baal La'olam, Golus comes to the world al Shmitas Haaretz. The Mishnah tells us that because and if we do not keep Shemitah, that is direct cause, and we'll explain a little bit how this works a little later on in the shiur, but Golus Baal La'olam al Shemitas Haaretz. That if we do not keep Shemitah, it causes Golus. When we don't keep it, and when we don't return the land, so to speak, to Hashem in the 7th year, we do not have a schus. We do not have the merits that are required to keep Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was given to us for 6 years. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, tells us that the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened when? The Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in Motzoi Shvi'is, the year after Shemitah. And the reason is, being that they were not keeping Shemitah, and if you look at Rashi in this week's Parsha, Rashi says that the first Golos, which was 70 years, is brought down in Zariah from a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Rashi tells us that because they did not keep the Shemitahs, because they did not keep Shemitah, they had to go into, it was this direct chesed of how long they had to go into Golos. And those Hashem took away Eretz Yisrael from Klai Yisrael and sent them into Golos. And sent Klai Yisrael into Golos. And it was a direct result of not keeping Shemitah. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, V'hoysa Shabbas ha'oretz lochem le'achla l'cha u'le'avdecha l'amasecha v'l'schircha u'le'toyshavcha ha'garim imach. That Hashem is telling us that the land has to rest for the seventh year, and what? And we have to be mafkir our fields, and it has to be available to anybody. You have to leave the fruits and the produce and anything that comes out of the field needs to be left in the field for anybody to come and take these fruits from the field. And Rashi tells us something very interesting. Rashi tells us that you have to be mafkir the field and you have to leave it for everybody. Rashi tells us, af hanachrim, you have to leave the fruits and the produce of the field even for the goyim to come and take. Now the question is very, very obvious. Why is this different than leket, shikha, and peah? If you know the halachas of leket, shikha, and peah, and those of us, and those of anybody who's learning Mishnah Yonis now knows that we're learning now Masechta Peah, where we have all the halachas of peah, leket, and shikha, and the halacha explicitly tells us that leket, shikha, and peah are only for Klal Yisrael, only for Bnei Yisrael, only for Yidden. So why is it, shouldn't Paris of Shemitah, the Paris themselves have Kedusha, as we know how all these halachas about what happens if you take fruit from Shemitah, you take it out of Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Paris, the fruits of Shemitah themselves, have Kedusha. So if Leket, Shikha, and Peah, when you sometimes, to be brief, there are times that when you're collecting your crop, if you drop certain things, a certain amount of things, you have to leave it for the Aniyim. And the Aniyim, the poor people, only apply Yisrael. So let's go ahead and say that, of course, the Paris of Shemitah should only be for members of Klal Yisrael. Why is it that it has to be af l'nachrim? Why does Rashi specifically come and tells us that even for the goyim you have to leave it? The answer says the Nesiva Shalom is like this. In order to give something over to Hashem totally, we know that in the seventh year we need to give over the land of Eretz Yisrael. Like we said, Hashem gave us the gift of Eretz Yisrael for what? He gave it to us for 6 years. And in the seventh year, in order for us to be zeicha to keep Eretz Yisrael for another 6 years, we have to totally give the land back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to give over the land to Hashem, to give it back to Hashem in a total way, there has to be nothing left for yourself. It has to be totally given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be complete. It has to be completely giving it over. So answers the Nesiva Shalom that it's for that reason we need to make it totally, totally hefker, with no ownership on our part whatsoever. No ownership for any member of Klal Yisrael. So we have to go ahead, if it's hefker just for Bnei Yisrael, then it's not completely given over. If we're still leaving our fields for other members of Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael as an entity did not totally give this land back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want to be able to keep Eretz Yisrael. We want the bracha of keeping Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi tells us, af l'nachrim, that the entire Klal Yisrael has to be willing to give up on our land during Shemitah and give it over even to the goyim. Even the goyim are allowed to come take the peiros of Shemitah. Now the whole idea of Shemitah reminds us, says in the Siva Shalom, that we as Klal Yisrael, we live l'mayla miderech hateva. Where Hashem gives us a bracha in the sixth year, because we're not going to be working in the land in the seventh year, you're not going to have produce for the seventh, for the eighth, you're not going to have produce. And Hashem shows us that we live l'mayla miderech hateva. People think, oh, you do your work, that there's a direct equation. Oh, I go to work, and I'm great in the stock market, I'm great in the real estate market, and I do, and I do, and I do. And Hashem, some people feel that, oh no, maybe they'll feel that, oh, it's not me that's so good, it's Hashem, but Hashem gave it to the right person. You know, Hashem knew who to give it to, he knew to give it to me. So people think that there's some direct correlation for the effort that we put in, and what we do in, and what Hashem gives us for parnasa. Shemitah teaches us that the entire thing of parnasa and the entire bracha of sustenance and the entire bracha of Eretz Yisrael, everything that Hashem gives us is l'mayla miderech hateva. And Hashem shows us this when He points out to us and He shows us that in Eretz Yisrael, when we after you work for the sixth year and you don't work for the Shemitah, you get a bracha that it covers all the years. It covers all the time that you would normally have gotten your fruit from, so to speak, your work. Hashem gives us a bracha and He tells us that your sustenance and Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, both together operate l'mala miderech hateva. We don't follow the general rules of the world. And this is what keeps us going. And ours, the chus kiyum, the kiyum for us and our parnasa, and the chus to keep Eretz Yisrael, comes from keeping Shemitah. And just like when we keep Shabbos tomorrow night, just like when we keep Shabbos, Hashem tells us that the world is only for 6 days. But if you keep Shabbos, and you keep Shabbos, then you're given a bracha that now I will continue the the continuity of the world is toloi, is based on our keeping Shabbos. Just like that, so too the Shabbos of the land. Hashem tells us that Eretz Yisrael is yours for 6 years, but now you have to give it back to me. And if you dedicate the seventh year, just like you dedicate the seventh day every week, you dedicate the seventh year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're zoiche to keep Shemitah. So now, when we said that Golos comes to the world, if you don't keep Shemitah, it's not because it's a punishment. It's not a punishment, it's a result. Because that's the way Hashem set up the world. Hashem set up the world that it's only supposed to last for 6 days. It's only supposed to last for 6 years to keep Eretz Yisrael. So if you don't keep it, it's not a punishment, it's a result. That's built into the DNA of the world, built into the Mahalas that Hashem set in the creation. And it's a Metzias. And without Shemitah, we cannot have Eretz Yisrael. We have to remember that. We need to remember that so much of what we get, and so much what we get back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is based on what we do and what we give back to Hashem. We give back to Hashem on Shabbos. We give back to Hashem on Shemitah. Let's talk to learn these lessons as we build. Let's put this in our lessons. We built all the way to Lag BaOmer now. Another 2 weeks to Shavuos. Let's inculcate all these lessons and let it help us grow as we march forward toward Matan Torah.